For nearly 1 year, WHYY has been paying extra attention to people reentering society after time behind bars. We're part of a dozen news outlets in the Reentry Reporting Collaborative. However, few of our stories so far have focused on how it affects kids when mom or dad is in prison. Becky Bertha is an acclaimed children's author from Delaware County, and her newest book is entitled Far Apart, Close in Heart, Being a Family When a Loved One is Incarcerated. She spoke with WHYY News Director Eugene Son.
Becky Bertha, welcome to Newsworks Tonight.
Thank you.
Could you begin by reading these two pages I've marked early on in the book?
Certainly. When your mom or dad goes to jail, you can have all kinds of feelings. You may have different feelings at the same time, or one big feeling may push all the others away. Lacey feels okay in the daytime when she can play with her friends, but lonely and scared at night when she's by herself in her room.
What made you want to write this book?
I didn't actually start out to write this book. I had written a book of poetry, which I submitted to my publisher, Albert Whitman & Company. And the editor said that they weren't interested in publishing a book of poetry at this time, but she particularly reacted to one poem in the collection. And she wanted me to use that poem as the basis for a picture book. And that was a poem about a boy whose father was in prison.
And how did you get on that topic when you were writing that poem? Was that something you read about, someone you heard about, you know, in friends or family in your daily life?
All of the poems were about children and their relationships with their fathers. And that was sort of the basis of the book. So this was one situation that came to my mind about how a child might be in relationship with his father. It also, of course, grew from a situation in our own family. I think, like many families, we have had a family member in prison.
I took this book home and read it to my sons, and the toughest page for me to read shows a picture of a young boy standing with his arms crossed. He's very upset, and his father is trying to hand him a phone. And then the page says this, if you could read it, please.
Rashid is still too angry to talk on the phone with his mom. Maybe next time she calls, he'll be ready.
Tell me a little bit about why you wanted to include that, where the child is having trouble, doesn't want to talk on the phone.
I think that children have immense feelings, sometimes way bigger than I think adults give them credit for. And I also think that this issue of having a parent who's incarcerated is not a small issue. It's huge to a child, and it's not an issue that's easily resolved. It's a lifetime issue. It's an issue that affects the family even after the incarcerated parent is out. It affects the family income. I don't think that Rashid is thinking about those things. He just is still mad at his mother, and he's not ready to talk to her.
Lastly, you mentioned that, you know, the part of the impetus, I guess, for the poem and the book is that, you know, that there's some family experience regarding this. I imagine in the course of writing it or bringing it out to the public, you've heard from people who've had that experience, you know, that they have a loved one in their family who has been in prison or in jail. And I'm wondering, do people end up sharing a lot of stories with you in some way or another as a consequence of this book and being out there and presenting it?
Yes, I would say that has been the experience. I'm not going to say almost every family, but I think way more families than we realize have a situation like this in them. And it's not something, people don't talk about it. It's not something that families talk about or share outside of the family. And the book has made it possible for me to learn about that from some families that, you know, people that I would never have imagined had this situation, you know, will say, oh, I need to get a copy of this book because, you know, my brother's cousin's child is in this situation. Or someone said to me, when I grew up, my cousin was in this situation, and it never even occurred to me what he must be going through. And just now, you know, I have an understanding that I didn't have before. So I would say, yes, people do share that with me.
Becky Bertha, thank you so much for sharing this book with us on NewsWorks tonight.
Thank you for inviting me, and I really appreciate the opportunity to let more people know about both the book and the situation of children with incarcerated parents.
That's local children's author Becky Bertha speaking with WHYY News Director Eugene Son.